Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community is the co-chair of the organizational team, Susan Thiel, now joining us. So thank you very much, Susan, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a pretty big deal coming up here on Tuesday night at the Green County High School Auditorium, and that is your second annual Community Appreciation Night. Tell us a little bit about those details with that event.
Thank you. Yes, we're getting really excited. We are having our second annual Community Appreciation Night, which is, just for some background, it's a little bit more like what used to be our volunteer night for Main Street Matters and the chamber dinner, kind of a combination of the two. This is a chance to recognize some of the great things that are going on in downtown and around Jefferson and Greene County. And we're also going to get a chance to acknowledge our ABC Award winner and give out that award for the 2021 ABC Award. The thing that's a little different from last year is last year we were really explaining how some of our committees work and some of the things that Main Street Matters does. We will be talking about the accomplishments, and we'll have Jamie Dobendeck talking about some of the things that are going on around town. But beyond that, we are also going to have some really great presenters giving us more information and talking kind of that community outreach, explaining some exciting things that are going on in Jefferson. First up, we're going to have Chuck Offenberger. He is going to be talking about the diversity project and really going into how and why that is impacting Greene County and surrounding areas. And I think it's going to be an exceptional presentation. Peg Rainey is also going to be speaking with us about the Why Not Us group, what's going on with that Centennial restaurant. It sounds like, especially seeing pictures recently, they are making so much progress and there's a lot of momentum there. So I think it's going to be really dynamic and exciting hearing what she has to say. Jackie Andrew is also going to be talking about the Greene County Early Learning Center. She's a board member there and going to be doing some updates on what's going on, when they're expected to open, just all of those things that are really kind of community critical that we would need to know. We're also going to have Mike Palmer, who is our city administrator, talking about what's going on with the downtown buildings, what's going on with the animal shelter, all the other things that are kind of city projects. And maybe some upcoming projects, all those sorts of things he is going to be going over. And it's going to be really, again, a great presentation. And at the end, Harry Aaron Holtz, who was our last year's recipient of the ABC Award, will be presenting the 2021 ABC recipient. So, again, no one knows who that is. So it's going to be a big surprise. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity to acknowledge someone who has given so much of their time and effort to our community. Because if you didn't know, ABC stands for Above and Beyond the Call. So it's really someone who has given of their time, their energy, their talents, in order to make our town and our surrounding area a better place.
Well, Susan, hearing you just rattle off the number of folks that are scheduled to give updates and share presentation-wise as far as projects going on in Jefferson, another part of that particular event is also just appreciating and saying thank you to community members that have helped make some of these projects come to fruition on the volunteerism side too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. This is a really good opportunity for everyone to get involved, to see more of what's going on in Jefferson. But beyond that, you hit the nail on the head. This is really a volunteer appreciation as well. So that's what we are going to start. This is happening Tuesday at the Greene County High School Performing Arts Center. We're going to start 6:30 p.m. with kind of an appetizer reception. The Ram Restaurant is going to be providing different appetizers for that. And please understand, there is no charge. There are no tickets. Just show up hungry and ready to see a great presentation. But at 6:30, that's going to start. The doors will open. Please come from the south side. Those are the doors that will be opened to the high school. It's the best place to park. And again, those will be the open doors. The doors on the north side usually stay locked. But Ram Restaurant will be making some veggie and meat pinwheels, bacon wraps, smokies, artichoke dip pies. We'll have some mini fried chicken sandwiches, mini pulled pork sandwiches, and then we'll also have a mini chicken salad sandwich that will be available, just kind of pickups, and we'll have some water provided by Hy-Vee. Then, after the presentation is over, we will have a short little dessert reception for our ABC recipient. It's going to be for everybody, but it's kind of in honor of our ABC recipient, and we're going to have tiramisu, peach crisps, and fresh apple cake. So it should be delicious. We're really excited. Rain Restaurant always does such a great job, and they put a lot of thought into our menu. So hopefully everyone who comes up will not leave hungry, that's for sure. But the timing for the actual presentation will be around 7 p.m., and we anticipate it lasting maybe a little over an hour for the actual presentation, and should have the dessert reception wrapped up by 8:30.
And Susan, just again, reverting back to the number of things that are going on in Jefferson, somebody hearing this program may not realize everything that's going on in the community. Does it blow you away once you found out once you got all the speakers together? Did it blow you away just to hear about all the developments that are happening here in Jefferson all at the same time?
This is such a vibrant area, and there's so much going on, but I've lived here 9 years myself, and I think every year we build on the progress that we've made so far. And this year just feels like one more step forward for the community. So it's extremely exciting. And the great part is each one of these speakers have so much passion. So if you have any interest in coming to see what's going on in Jefferson, or maybe you're interested in eventually being a volunteer, we obviously want to recognize all of our volunteers, but this is for the entire community to let them know what's going on and to make sure that they feel appreciated, because we can't do it without all of our volunteers and our donors. That being said, we are still doing our donation drive. If you have not donated to Jefferson Matters, there's still plenty of time. We take donations year-round, but our website's a really easy way to donate. It's jeffersonmatters.org, and again, it's a great opportunity. You can just click on the red button that says Rediscover Jefferson. It says Rediscover Jefferson, donate today. And it has kind of a PayPal. You can do all kinds of different ways to donate. It even tells you can send in a check to this address, or you could even set it up for an automatic debit from your bank if you just want to give a small amount at a time. So there's a lot of options. And if you had went to our website and had a problem in the past, please just go ahead and take a look again. We have gotten a new web host, and it's important that you were not discouraged, because I know that we had some issues with that web host in the past.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our organizational team co-chair for Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community, is Susan Thiel, joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.